I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It is Live Day, powered by G2. And yes, our show completely live this morning, and the men's room later on this afternoon completely live. Everything you hear, the music, the sound effects, all of the production, great Foley artists in there making it happen.
Awesome!
All done
can we,
live.
Can we give another shout out to the Van Epps, the band that just did the Foo Fighters and also My Sharona by the Knack?
Yes.
They just completely, I mean, the texts are also agreeing.
Yeah.
They just threw down and sounded incredible. I love those guys. If you ever have a chance to see Van Epps, I've seen them a couple of times, and they always bring it live. They're an amazing local band. So that's one of my favorite parts about Live Day, is that we get a chance, in a way, to illustrate how great this local music scene is still.
You're right, Steve. We have had a lot of great bands today. It's going to be the same thing this afternoon. Also, Hailstorm performing live for us later on this morning in the next hour.
Yeah, and 20 minutes from now.
Pretty Reckless going to be performing live on the men's room. So that's really awesome that we've added this year to Live Day. And you want to see what's going on, check out the live video stream on Facebook Live. I will learn how to flip my camera the right way. So you know what? You got to see it in a weird angle, and I apologize for that because I don't know how to run stuff.
We're going to drop the ball, BJ.
Yeah, sorry about that. Also, KISW.com. Go check it out. It is pretty sweet. We are live streaming this whole thing. You want all the info? KISW.com. Live Day, powered by Legendary Donuts. Oh, they're legendary. And Vitamin R, Rainier Beer. And is it time, Steve?
I think it's time.
It is time.
Let's beat Migs.
Now, let's play Beat Migs.
Oh, yes.
I will beat anyone that calls in to play the game.
He's smarter than you. He'll make you look lame.
60 seconds on the clock.
Yeah.
You're going down.
And I'm going to rock.
It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name.
Beat Migs.
Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
Beat Migs.
You're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs. And even though it's Live Day, it's still Tuesday, and it's time to turn down for tacos.
Turn down for what?
Taco. Are you okay over there, Steve?
I'm just getting into it, man.
Yeah. You could be a Foley artist there with your tongue.
And props to Impossible Acoustics. Those are our Foley artists.
They're amazing.
If you go to KSW.com, if you're watching the live stream on our website, you could click on their link to check out other great stuff that those guys do.
That's fantastic.
It is awesome. Let's get to our, not our contestant, but he's getting played for today. We got Justin in Linwood. Justin, are you there?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, buddy? What's he playing for today, Steve?
Ravi's playing for Giraffe Tongue Orchestra tickets, and that features William Duvall from Alice in Chains, also some dudes in Mastodon as well. And that's happening on December 8th over at Numo's. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want to get tickets, so check out the GTO, Giraffe Tongue Orchestra. Get your tickets now, Numo's.com.
And who do we have playing for Justin today?
Tracy Morgan. I'm ready to have some
nice.
Sexy time.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. What's happening?
Get out of here, Steve.
Steve.
Come on, Tracy.
Yeah, good morning, white people. Let's do this.
All right, so Justin, you know what? I feel good about this. I feel like Tracy's going to get you some prizes.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
I'm ready to party.
I'm not a winner.
I'm ready to party. I'm here with Craig Gass.
Well, for those playing at home, Tracy will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions.
Okay,
Tracy, you can pass all you want.
Okay.
But you only get 3 guesses per question.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay, let's do this.
New England is a region located in the northeastern United States that is made up of how many states?
12.
No.
8.
No.
69.
No. How many ships do you begin with in the game Battleship?
7.
No.
6.
No.
5.
Yes. John Dory, Angler, and Turbot are all types of what animal?
Bulldog.
No.
The shark.
No.
The shocker.
No. International Women's Day is celebrated in what month?
The 28th day.
No.
The 29th day.
No.
My girl is still mad on the 30th.
Famous Milli Vanilli song was Blame It On The What?
Blame It On The White People.
No.
Blame It On The Man.
No.
Blame It On Walmart.
No. Oh, wow. According to business studies, what is the most productive day of the work week?
Friday.
No.
Next Friday?
No.
Church Day?
No. How many spikes are there on the Statue of Liberty crown?
Spike Lee?
No.
Crooklyn?
No.
Do the Right Thing?
No. Popeye's friend Wimpy is known to obsess about what food?
Hamburger.
Yes. Our galaxy is commonly known by what name?
The Milky Way.
Yeah!
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 And that is 3 correct.
Oh.
Congratulations, white people.
Okay, yeah. Hey, Justin, yeah. I might have been wrong about you having a good shot at this.
Well, yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Damn it!
You never know. I mean, Steve just had to sing, and maybe he's...
yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll knock him off his game.
Yeah, that will totally work. Hey, Steve!
Yes?
Are you ready?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So wow. Excited.
Wow. Singing songs.
Yes, yes.
There we are.
I'm up 3-0, baby.
Oh, thanks, Tracy. New England is a region located in the northeastern United States that is made up of how many states?
3.
No.
4.
No.
5.
No. How many ships do you begin with in the game Battleship?
6.
No.
5.
Yes. Dory Angler. John Dory, Angler, and Turbot are all types of what animal?
Robots?
No.
Dogs?
No.
Cats?
No. International Women's Day is celebrated in what month?
January.
No.
February.
No.
March.
Yes.
Oh.
A famous Milli Vanilli song is Blame It On The What?
Rain.
Yes. According to studies, what is the most productive day of the work week?
Would that be Tuesday?
Yes. How many spikes are there on the Statue of Liberty's crown?
7.
Yes. Popeye's friend Wimpy is known to obsess about which food?
Hamburgers.
Yes. Our galaxy is commonly known by what name?
Oh, that'd be Uranus, Rev.
No!
Milky Way.
Yes! Who wrote the horror novel Dracula?
Bram Stoker.
No.
Bram Stoker.
Yes! And Steve Stroker's a different actor. Yeah, it is. Yeah, Steve.
I love Bram Stoker movies.
Yeah. Steve, you win 8-3.
Love me some Bram Stoker movies.
You're the worst. Around. Everybody's gonna put you down. Yeah. You're the worst. Everybody's gonna put you down. You're the worst.
Not me.
The song. Everybody's gonna put you down.
I heard this. It seems like a BJ
Sorry,
special.
Steve, this moment brought to you by Ryan Castle. All right.
Best victory song ever.
Screw you, Castle.
Yeah. Good job, Ryan. Love that one.
You missed a fun one, Steve.
It sounds like it.
Blame it on the what?
Blame it on the white man.
Yeah. Yeah. The 2 questions you did miss, John Dory, Angler, and Turbot are all types of what animal?
You know it.
What?
I don't.
Oh, it's a fish. They're
oh, it is a fish.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I know anglers are, but I didn't know the other ones. And I thought, I don't know if it's a fish. Didn't you have a fish as an answer before, like yesterday? Like mackerel
Maybe.
Something or whatever?
Yeah, we talked about mackerels. Yeah, mackerel is a type of what creature?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess every answer is going to be fish.
Not every answer, just a lot of answers. New England has how many states in it?
17.
Whoa.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, it does. It's, I think, 6, right?
Yeah, it's 6.
Yeah. And, I better know that. I am from there. That would be bad if I didn't.
I was hoping you would know it. Well, congratulations to Steve.
Thank you.
You won with 8 correct.
Good job, Stevie.
Thank you.
I tried.
Yeah, sorry, Tracy.
That's okay. I'll be in town in January with Craig Gass at the Kirkland Performance Center. January 20th.
We're looking for caller 8 to get those GTO tickets. Caller 8 at 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625 to see Giraffe Tongue Orchestra. Caller number 8. That's who is a winner. And yes, Tracy Morgan, along with a bunch of other people here, along with Craig Gass.
KSW Live.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that sound, someone just texted in saying, so gross. I've taken my phone in the bathroom so that I don't miss any live day. Such a great day, and the bands have been awesome.
Wow.
Boy, how about that sound from the Foley guys just came right when you were about to read that text?
I know.
They're like prognosticators.
And then the next text, live day is the S. You guys are amazing. Makes the long drive from Stanwood to Seattle way more entertaining. Horns up from Kimberly.
Well, I'll tell you this, Kimberly, man. You know, Steve and I get a lot of accolades for this, and I mean, and Steve deserves it. I'm doing absolutely nothing except I'm not getting in the way. I'm not breaking anything. A lot of people deserve a tremendous amount of applause and a reverence for putting this all together. I know at the end of our broadcast, we'll be thanking everybody.
Absolutely.
Are they clapping in the bathroom?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
There are some sound effects that I don't. There was one where it was like a vibrating sound and moaning, and I didn't know what that was. I think it was for donuts too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, let's be honest. That's what I feel like when I have those legendary donuts. It's that kind of moment for me. They're delicious today.
Yeah, the sound effects are on point today.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask a question to Craig Gass since he's here?
Yeah. You, Steve, can ask Craig Gass a question.
Okay.
This is your show. You do it.
Craig Gass went and saw Temple of the Dog in L.A. Went and saw Temple of the Dog both times here in Seattle, last night and the night before. Yep. I was there on Sunday. The big debate amongst people is, why didn't Eddie Vedder perform with them?
Yeah.
And I didn't know this until yesterday. I was screwing around on the internet, reading some articles about some people being kind of upset, which I think is silly, but some people just want to be upset for the sake of being upset. But apparently Eddie was at the Seahawks game with, Brad Pratt? No, Brad...
An actor.
A big time actor.
Brad
too.
Pitt.
I don't know.
Brad Paisley.
Maybe it's not Brad.
I don't know.
Bradley Cooper.
Thank you. Bradley Cooper was at the Seahawks game.
Yeah, with Eddie Vedder.
All because he's an Eagles fan.
So they were at the
Bradley
game.
Bradley Cooper's from Philly.
Wouldn't you, if you're Eddie Vedder, be like, hey, you want to go to see Temple of the Dog and I might jump up on stage and sing with them?
Wow. That you would think so. I could tell you that when Hunger Strike starts, you could feel the whole room go,
right.
Like, is this going to happen? And then Chris Cornell just holds the microphone out to the crowd and has the crowd sing Eddie's parts.
And he even, like, set it up on Sundays. Like, hey, I'm going to need the crowd to help sing the second part of this song. And in my head, I'm thinking, oh, they're just doing this because they do that at every city that they performed at. But Eddie's going to walk out mid-crowd singing, and we're all going to have goosebumps and possibly cry. It's going to be amazing.
It is interesting that he didn't, and he was in town. I mean, otherwise, up to that point,
right?
You know, I would be like, "Hey, look, you know, whatever. He's probably got stuff he's doing." But it is interesting. He is in Seattle for that game. I am surprised that that did not happen. And I mean, and I was telling Steve, it's great to be at the point of your life where you should do something. Everyone's expecting you to do something. Even your buddies are doing something, and you still don't have to.
You can hear it in the lobby. People are just whispering, like, "You think he's going to show up? Is he going to be here?" And people who worked for the band were being asked by, like, "So, is Eddie going to be here? Is he going to show up tonight?" But he didn't show. But it's an amazing show because not only do they do the Temple of the Dog stuff, they did covers that were amazing. They did Mad Season, River Deceit. Oh, I've never seen that live. That was
heavy.
Now I have a question I'd like to ask. First of all, I don't know, are they doing any more shows?
That was the last show of this very long tour of like 6 dates.
Okay,
but I would imagine they're going to play more.
Yeah, I know that people who work for the band are saying there might be more. You know,
there are more. And say Seattle's not on the list, and he does an appearance somewhere else. Are we pissed? You know, because we all thought that Seattle would, if he's going to go anywhere, it would be Seattle.
Well, listen, it's as advertised. You know who you're going to see, you know what you're paying for. So it's advertised that it's Cornell and Stone and Matt and Jeff and Mike.
Yes.
So it's just a bonus if Eddie happens to show up.
I didn't expect him at any one of them but ours.
Yeah.
I just felt like would be Seattle and that would be it, because you're right, he's not on the bill. He shouldn't have to do all of them. He shouldn't have to do anything he doesn't want to do. But I did think Seattle would be the place for him to show up. That's why I think if he shows up somewhere else, and it's not Seattle, I wonder if, like, you know, as a Seattleite, you go, wait, come on.
And I don't think it's like, I know some people are speculating, is there some kind of an issue, some beef? But I mean, 2 years ago, even when Texter brings it up, I saw Eddie and Chris do Hunger Strike together at Neil Young's Bridge School benefit years ago, which was awesome. So, I mean, it's not like as if they hadn't done it before.
Maybe because it was a benefit.
I would have donated $5 or whatever charity they want me to donate to.
You know, even Pearl Jam, they just do, they'll be in the middle of a tour, and then one night, they just do no code, the entire album, front to back, no announcement. But people go, whoa, wait a minute, what's... They'll do an entire... They've done it twice now. They've done an entire album from their catalog, front to back, no mention that they're going to do it, and they're special like that, that they always... Every show is completely different.
What was your highlight for was it the Mad Season cover for the Temple of the Dog shows?
Yeah, River Deceit just hits me right where I live. I really like that song. I've never heard it live, and that and seeing Hunger Strike live is but opening up with Say Hello to Heaven with just a couple of lights on, it was really low production to start out the show, and that felt crazy.
That's what I was saying. I thought the whole show was perfect in the sense that you didn't have any, it was a bare bones set, it was a bare bones setup, and it was just the band, and it was like all eyes on them. And it was, for me, the highlight was Cornell does a solo song on the single soundtrack called Seasons.
Yeah.
And they did a version of that with a full band, and Matt Cameron just added a whole new life to that song that never even existed.
And he told an amazing story about it, that when they came out with the movie Singles, that Jeff wrote out a fake demo tape that the singer Matt Dillon shops around. He's got a demo tape that he's trying to give out to people, and Jeff did the demo tape and wrote all the song titles, and they're all fake song titles, and Chris loved the song titles so much that he wrote songs based on those songs.
Oh, that's wild.
One of which was Seasons. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Citizen and Dick, great band.
Citizen Dick.
Yep.
Yeah. So that was, it was just really cool. It was really crazy. And a lot of Seattle people in the audience, a lot of Seattle musicians. And it was very surreal. But everybody's waiting. Everybody was like, is he going to show up? Is he going to show up? You definitely felt that anticipation in the building for sure.
Craig Gass, of course, getgas.com with two S's. Go check him out. Craig has been here and still hanging here, helping us out with our commercials and hanging with us. Today is live day. That's why, which means everything you hear, including that flatulent moment, courtesy of live Foley artists. Everything we do is live. As a matter of fact, our friends in Hailstorm are going to join us at 9:17. We're going to yak with them. We're going to get them to play some music. Steve's going to try to twist their arm to do some Temple of the Dog.
I'm going to, because they've covered Hunger Strike before, so I'm going to ask Lizzie.
Oh my God!
I'm going to put them on the spot.
Yeah, you're just Temple addicted, my friend.
That's right.
And so we've got a lot of
you
great.
You said addicted, right?
I did say that. Yeah. Right.
He had a Temple. Forget it. Right.
Well, he loves his burgers. He has a Temple of Dick's burgers.
All right, I heard something else in there.
Here's is live day. Yeah. Got lots of love. There is seriously a gastrointestinal problem.
It's getting wetter, man. Yeah, you might go check your shorts.
Yeah. It's my house band. They follow me everywhere I go.
That's what it is.
Hey, everybody, Craig Gass is here.
Hey, oh,
yo, and then they miss it this time. Thanks.
It's live day. And we got a lot of great local music, musicians doing some awesome songs. Here's Sons of Mercury doing Dio's Holy Diver.
Wow.
Live day.
Oh, my God.
On The Rock.
Balls out.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Now back to BJ and Migs on 99.9 KISW.
And big ups to Malcolm.
Malcolm!
He's our big voice. He's here live. We flew him up here for this. Malcolm, you're the man, buddy.
And no, the Foley artist, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Yeah. It's been fun.
When you said a Foley artist would be like the perfect thing to have in your house if you're a giant stoner.
Yes.
You just start talking to people and just random sounds just keep coming out of them.
That would be awesome.
Tripping me out.
Oh, that would be so, so awesome.
BJ, I'm very excited. Right now, we have a great way to celebrate Live Day, and that is by bringing our friends in Hailstorm with us. We've got Lizzie and Joe from Hailstorm, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you for joining us on this day that, you know what, man? We thought, hey, here's a crazy idea. What if we just do the entire show live, everything done live, so we have nothing that's recorded, even if we have to do some audio from something, we get celebrity people or somebody come in and do a voice. All of it's live, including you guys.
Yeah, that's
awesome. That is
fucking great.
I like how you censored yourself.
Nice.
Oh, man. Really happy to be here, man.
So let's get this out there, man. Hailstormrocks.com. You go there. You can tweet them at Hailstorm, Hailstorm.com. And listen, you go and listen to this band because I think you guys, I mean, you guys are the Jay Leno of bands. You're never home.
You guys, I was like, did I have large chins? I missed something.
He's been known to do comedy for like every damn day of the year. Even when he was doing The Tonight Show, he was always on the road. And I swear that that's what you guys are trying to do, trying to be. It's amazing your tour schedule.
Thank you. I've never been compared to Jay Leno. That's awesome.
First, that is
definitely. You could put that on the resume.
But that might hurt their chances of going on Conan's show. We don't want that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
No, we just love playing, and it's, you know, it's what we do. It's what we've always done. We were just talking about that. I think we've done over 3,000 shows.
Yeah, 3,000 shows. We're Italian.
Somewhere around there.
Something like that.
Well, and for me, I'm a huge wrestling fan, and I just love that there's a connection between your guys' music. It's been used a lot. Are any of you guys wrestling fans, or like, how did that all unfold with you guys?
We got an email. And we're like, hey, they want to use it.
Like,
and
sure.
We're like, absolutely.
There's always room for rock and roll in every outlet, and just considering a bunch of crazy dudes beating the hell out of each other with our music, it's awesome.
Who used it? Isn't it isn't it a girl using Mayhem or something?
There's
Asuka used it for some of the promotion stuff. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'd like to write music for Oily Men in Trunks any day,
right?
Personally.
It's truly been a huge inspiration for the up-and-coming music.
So. Our next song is called Slip and Slide.
And then coming up, Nespresso. All our songs seem to fit well with products. It's fantastic.
So you guys are like living my random weird dream of being a wrestling fan. The music's being used there. And then also, you guys were featured on Bar Rescue, which is one of my favorite shows. I was hoping you guys could talk a little bit about that experience, because my goal one day is to be one of the intel to go into a bar and try the crap that's being spewed out by the bar.
that was a fun time. We got hammered with them all that night after the show.
Somebody proposed. One of the bartenders proposed to the other bartender. It was a mess. It was awesome. Apparently, we didn't help the bar very much though, because like a month later it shut down. Bad omen.
Remember what you wore, Lizzie? Banana pants.
The banana pants. It was very David Lee Roth of me. It's funny because I have like the staple of like what I normally wear is like just black and with like a leather jacket or whatever, and so for some stupid reason I brought this leotard or unitard, whatever the girls call it, and the producer's like, I love that, you should wear that. So I'm like, okay, and my manager still has not let me live that one down.
Maybe it's not anymore, but wasn't your mom managing you guys?
Tour managing.
Tour managing. Yeah. Oh, okay. I was like, wow, your mom's giving you a hard time about your pants? That's rude.
this was after the mom era. this is the actual manager, not the momager.
Because it's been like, I mean, you guys are rolling into 20 years, which I can't believe. It just seems like you guys just started. Damn.
Hey, sometimes it feels that way too. We're perpetually like 14 inside, so the horrible jokes and
the bus humor.
The bus humor is very much alive.
Something about being in a rock band, you stall out like whenever you got in the band, then that's about where your
material
level
just
stalls.
Radio's a lot like that.
RJ's perpetually 10 years old.
Oh, yeah. Great.
And it's interesting. We're talking again to Lizzie and Joe from Hailstorm. And that is interesting because most bands eventually don't want to do what you do, tour so much. They hope that they really hit it big so that, they do the tour they have to do to support the album. And then they're done for a bit and they can chill. And you guys, it seems like you just tour more and more as the years go by, which says you've got to really, on some level, love it. What is it about the tour life that you love that some people just haven't found the magic to? Because it is unusual that you tour as much this far into your career.
It's really, man, it's about the rock show. It's like it's a drug. There's a high to be had when you're, when we're playing our music. And the way we do it, we do a lot of improv on stage, and we don't use any tracks or anything. So it's just, we're just out there putting it out there and exchanging energy with a whole bunch of people. And it's fun to watch it grow, and just that you know, getting off on stage every night. It's a real thing.
It's interesting, too. We were just talking about how we still all get the same, like, goofy feeling before you go on stage and before the show and, you know, everything leading up to the rock show, which is, you know, the climax of the day. You know, it's still that same feeling we had when we were kids. And you know, I don't know why we haven't killed each other yet and why it still hasn't gotten old, but I'm thankful to be here still with my best friends, and you get to travel and do what you love every single day. I mean, that's really awesome.
You mentioned traveling a lot. It may be a stupid question, but have you ever lost a band member while on the road? Like, have you ever had a show where you're like, I don't know where he is? Or
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Who's the most, I guess, not punctual?
Probably your brother, RJ.
Yeah, most likely RJ. He's not here to defend himself, so we can talk about him.
Perfect. But yeah.
I remember back in, like, 08, we would start out the show. 08, 09, it was the 09 tour, and it'd be Lizzie a cappella on stage. She'd start singing It's Not You, just her, Walk Out There Alone, and, like, we had to go on because we were an opening band, and you get a time slot, and you go on, you know, you follow the rules and be a good team player, and so she's up there singing, and we're like, Lizzie, keep singing! Because RJ was nowhere to be found. We're like, where is he?
And he was, like, outside of the building. He had, like, locked himself out or something. He's kind of notorious. This is like a Spinal Tap situation, because this has been going on for almost 20 years. Like, I remember he got locked inside of the dressing room. Remember we had to kick down to the door?
Yeah, just get him out.
Yeah, we had 2 minutes to go on. 2 minutes to go on, and we couldn't find RJ. He's banging on the door. He locked himself inside the dressing room. We couldn't open the door.
The guy that owned the place couldn't open it. Nobody could open the door, so we just...
We had to, like, unhinge it and bash through it, and, like, the show must go on.
It's amazing.
Oh, and that's going to be, I mean, it's one thing if it's a band member or whatever, when it's like a family member, you're just like, you know, you probably had years of that, Lizzie, going, yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. He's the same on stage as he is off, so it's just, you know, he's a crazy person.
He's a walking drum solo.
Yeah, he's a walking drum solo, yeah. And that's why he's so good, because it just comes from the heart, you know, he's not, like, doing this. This is not a career choice. This is just a life choice.
I think a lot of times for like a drummer like him, and I mean, I think about, like, he reminds me sometimes just visually and also like stylistically from times, like Keith Moon. You think about, like, they're loose cannons. Some of the best drummers are just complete loose cannons. Like, you just can't trust what they're going to do.
I think the best drummers are just off their rocks.
So every time we meet a drummer that's like a normal human, we're like, what's wrong with you? He must suck. Yeah.
Right, you're not a real drummer. Stop lying.
Oh, well, we're talking to Lizzie and Joe from Hailstorm. Make sure you check out the website, hailstormrocks.com, and that's H-A-L, and tweet them at Hailstorm. And, well, it is Live Day, and we're so happy that you're willing to contribute to this, because we have a lot of local bands. Every song we're playing during our show this morning, as well as during the afternoon show, it's all going to be done live, and we are so stoked that you've decided to contribute to this great art that we've been presenting today live.
Hey, dude, it's very close to our heart. It really is. Like, and like we've just been talking about, the live show, performing, this is what we love. And so the fact that you guys are doing it when I mean, you have the technology, you don't have to, but you're doing it, you know.
It's cool. And you know what we're talking about. You're flying by the seat of your pants. And when you're just improv and you have no idea what's going on and you hit it, you know, you're like, yes, it feels good.
There is something magical about that show, you know, because, and that, even today, as we have the band in-house. I mean, you know, we're walking in the halls and we can just hear the music just rumbling the walls. And you guys know it, and you talked about it. There's something different than listening to a recording than to just be in the presence of live music. It is different, and it just penetrates the soul, it seems.
It really does.
So the real rock stars, the bona fide. Last time I was, like, floored, literally, was watching Tom Kiefer from Cinderella, and I forget what song he was doing, but he was just up there, like, killing it, you know, and he, like, dropped down to his knees and was just holding out this note, and when you, like, lose control of your body, you're just like, yeah! You know, it's awesome.
I'm glad you brought up Kiefer, because I think Tom Kiefer's voice is, like, the quintessential just ballsy rock voice. Like, if you were going to start, like, just this raw rock band, like, that voice is perfect.
Oh, it's awesome. Absolutely. Sounds like he gargles razor blades.
And then he's so incredibly nice as a human, so, like, he'll do that, and then he'll come off stage, he's like, oh, how you doing, darling?
Calls me darling, too. It's
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Hi, Craig Gass here. I do. I'm a comedian. Craig. I'm usually funny. I do a two-word impression of Tom Kiefer. I've never been able to use it, and I just want to
throw
it out there.
Here's his chance.
All right, here we go, Craig.
Sing it! Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Craig Gass, ladies and gentlemen.
Craig just came running in from the other room just to do that. That is awesome.
That was amazing.
He never thought he'd get to do that impression.
Hey, you talked about penetrating the soul with some music. Can we penetrate all the rockaholic soul with some of your music right now?
Sure, let's, man. Absolutely.
No pressure.
No, not at all.
What song are you guys going to do?
What do you want to do first?
We're going to do Amen.
All right.
Nice. Off our last record.
Nice.
Into the Wildlife.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Damn. That is Hailstorm, and I got to tell you something, Lizzie Joe. We have had quite a tumultuous time in the last couple of weeks in this fine country, and I remember one of my favorite movies called V for Vendetta, where they say, you know what, you can always kill a man, but you can never kill an idea. And that song is the way I think we should be taking a look at any time we don't like something. Look at that song, because that is a great idea that can never be killed. How beautiful that is. Amen.
You are very sweet. Thank you so much.
Yeah, how about it?
Power of music, man.
One person just texted in, instant goosebumps. Amazing. This is awesome on Live Day. Another person just said, I am now an official fan of Hailstorm. This is so much fun. Can that's we get awesome. You to do another one of your songs?
Oh, of course you can.
Yeah.
Man,
You can't get rid of us now.
I'm still reeling from the last one, guys. I might be a puddle by the time this is done. Damn.
All right, let's do it.
Sorry about that, Joe.
I agree with you, Joe. At least you're not stuck in the room with him, though.
Yeah, you don't got to see it, at least.
That's awesome. Right. Yeah, we're going to do something fun. We started doing this one acoustic. It's not necessarily one that you would normally think we would do acoustic, but we started doing this on our Evening With tour last week, where we basically did like 3 hours to ourselves and ended up kumbayaing this one. So it's fun. This is Ms. Hyde.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hailstorm on Live Day here at 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, and they are in Nashville doing that live, and it was awesome because we've got the live stream. You could have seen. I hope you've been watching it live.
You guys.
Yeah, we can see you.
Not creepy at all, huh?
It's happening.
No, I see you.
Yeah.
This is a whole new side of voyeurism. This is.
Yeah. What happens when you go up that flight of stairs? What's going on up there? Is that the dungeon?
We haven't checked that out yet, but.
Want to find out?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Take us along on a ride.
They're taking us in the back room, man.
Hey, I got to throw this out there. A lot of texts are flying in. People saying goosebumps. I'm blown away by this performance. Lizzie's voice sounds incredible. One person texted in something that I got to ask you about. It says Lizzie Hale autographed my arm at the Rock Girl Gala a few years ago. I got it tattooed. My wife hates it. Best show I've ever been to. Do you remember? Have you ever had someone tattoo your signature on their body before?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of them, actually, and it's so incredibly flattering and humbling, because that's commitment, man. That's not just getting like a logo. You can always like make our logo into some tribal thing later if you hate our band, you know. But this is like a signature, and
that's why when I write Joe on people's arms, I make sure the O is like a little butthole. So many buttholes on.
Yeah, he has done that before.
People are like, why do you have that tattooed on your body? I swear it says Joe.
It's Joe.
Oh, it's Joe from Hailstorm. It's a butthole.
The best is when they take like a screenshot off of like just the internet, like a picture or a screenshot off of like one of our videos, and then get that tattooed. That's always the best.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's
some good Lizzie portraits out there.
There's some very good Lizzie portraits.
Are there ones where you're like, can you not tell people that that's me? It does not look good.
Well, you know, and again, like, and this is something. There's a guy. He's so proud of it, and obviously, I'm not going to even describe it because, you know, but it was one of those things where it just looks a little Marilyn Manson-y, you know, and but at the same time, he's like so incredibly proud of it. So you know. That's awesome. Yeah. And then I asked the guys, I'm like, do I really look like that? They're like, yes. Yes.
Of course of course they'd say that.
Dagger.
Oh, man.
Oh, fantastic.
So much love. So much respect in the band.
We've been talking about, you guys have been playing together for a long time. You've been touring all the time. And you've played with some amazing bands over the course of your career. From Papa Roach to Chevelle, Disturbed, Shinedown, Avenged Sevenfold. The list goes on and on and on. And I'm wondering which band has given you the best advice, especially when you are a newer band, or even now, but like, which band did you walk away from touring with that you're like, that's a great life lesson that helped us as a band?
There's a couple of them. One early on. It's actually very, very a lot of the same advice. One was Sean from Seether, and because they were so nice, they spoiled us. We were on our first tour ever, first national tour. We didn't even know what a writer was. Like, what's going on? Why are we getting all this bread? And but they made sure that we had food every day, and we had a spot to put our stuff and
plenty of booze,
lots of booze, and a lot of tequila. I remember the one day we weren't getting a dressing room because we were the first of four, and Sean gave up his so that we could have a dressing room. And I'm like, Sean, you don't have to do that. He's like, well, this is what you do, with your opening bands. You treat them like gold, because he's like, one of these days I'm going to be opening up for you, and I want to make sure that I get a room. but we took that with us, because now we have opening bands, and you have to, obviously you have to be human, and you have to remember what that was like. The biggest piece of advice that I ever got from somebody we opened up for was Ronnie James Dio, though. Oh. And this is a man, and that obviously I don't need to explain what an amazing human he was, because everybody that I've ever met and that has met him and has known him has said the same thing. But I remember we were playing with him, and he was so nice, just made us feel like he was Uncle Ronnie, And he signed everything for everybody. He went out at 3 a.m, signed everything, took every picture. And before he went out to sign, he's like, hey, stay here. I'm going to come back and say goodbye. So, of course, we're in our RV at the time, and we're waiting, and he comes back to say goodbye after he signed everything. And I remember telling him, I'm like, dude, it's like almost 4 a.m. We would totally understand if you just want to go to bed. You didn't have to come all the way back and say bye. And he looks at me, and he wags his finger in my face. And of course, when Ronnie James Dio is wagging his finger in your face, you listen. And and he's like, Lizzie, it is a moment in time. And he said, you're never going to remember these venues or any of these people that you meet, but they will remember meeting you for the rest of their lives. So you make it good for every single person, all right? I'm like, yes, sir, of course. So
That's great advice. That's really something.
A lot of these things you just take to heart, and those things don't those pieces of advice don't go away, with time with us. And so it's funny, because even every time that it's, oh God, it's cold out, and maybe we shouldn't go out, no, we have to go out. Ronnie said so.
No, it's funny you even said that. We just got a text that says, my mom and sister saw you guys at a state fair a couple of years ago. We've been fans for years. Much love, and rock on. And it's obvious. I don't know how many times you hear these kind of great stories about Ronnie James Dio. What an amazing person. Sad that he's no longer with us, but it seems like everyone has a great story about Ronnie James Dio, like you guys have.
Well, I love the fact, the whole idea of the good to great thing. I mean, Ronnie went and helped out other bands and said, look, here's how to get it done. And you guys were smart enough to listen, because you guys know you're in the business. We know, we do a lot of interviews. Not everybody got that memo, or if they did, they decided not to read it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it happens.
Right.
Hey, I got to ask you, you mentioned your rider and crazy. Do you guys have any weird or crazy things on your rider?
We need to start that, because I can't tell you how many times we get asked that, and it's like,
I need 20 KFC chicken wings.
Yeah, right.
I'm surprised, Joe. I'm surprised you don't have something on there. I mean, that's the surprise to me.
You could totally do the mustache wax thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, couple textures are complimenting you on your goatee there, Joe. So,
yes.
Thank you.
You can see it from a distance now. it's taking over the face.
You guys should smell it. Too bad you can't.
Lizzie, what does it smell like?
Come on, get in here, Lizzie.
Are we doing this?
Get
We're doing
here.
It live. Okay. It smells a little vanilla-y. Did you put something in there?
Damn straight.
Wow. We're doing it live, Joe.
We're doing it live.
Bleep yourself.
Vanilla is the aroma of love.
And people smells like a Yankee candle. just rubbing it in the candle.
Minus the pushy salespeople.
Oh yeah. Same thing with the Hallmark guys, right? It's like, can I help you? No, I know exactly where the cards are.
Okay, so it's not just my wife and I. Whenever we go into the Yankee Candle, and she loves getting the candles from there, sometimes she's just like, I'm good. I know what I need. Stop it. Yeah, stop pushing your stuff on me like a crack dealer.
Go smell yourself.
Best Buy is like that, too. And it's funny that my last experience with Best Buy was the same guy kept coming up. And I'm like, I get it. I know. And I forget that I have this leather jacket on that actually has my name on it. So I'm a walking billboard. So he's like, I thought you looked like Lizzie Hale, but now I know you are. I'm like, damn it. I had to think. I'm like, no, I was still nice. I'm, you know, we're good.
It is, yeah, because you can never complain about bad customer service anywhere if you've got your jacket on.
Right. Oh, absolutely not, yeah.
Your look at me jacket.
My look at me jacket, yes.
We're getting people text. I've been saying all morning I'm going to put you guys on the spot, and I have to put you on the
spot. You're going to do this, really?
Oh, hell yeah. The last couple of nights in right. Seattle, all we've right. been lucky. I was fortunate enough to go on Sunday night and got to see the Temple of the Dog show. They played again last night as well. They've done two sold-out shows at the Paramount Theater. It was a mind-blowing experience, and I thought of you guys, especially when I knew that you guys were going to join us on Live Day, because you guys have done some amazing covers over the years, and you've put out some great cover EPs, and I remember one of them was a version of Temple of the Dog's Hunger Strike, and I don't know if you guys are able to pull it off, but I'm going to try and twist both of your arms, and it would be an awesome way to end our show and celebrate the music of Temple of the Dog if you guys performed it for
us. It'd also be an awkward way to end the show if they say, no, we really can't.
Right. We actually don't remember. No, everything is possible, and we're absolutely on.
Yeah, that we can do that. First of all, how was the show? Yeah.
Dude,
I wish we could have gone, man.
It was unbelievable. I'm a huge Mother Love Bone fan, and it was obvious. Like, at first I thought, how are they going to do a full show? And they did a 3-hour set, not only just Temple of the Dog songs, but they did a handful of Mother Love Bone songs. They did Mad Seasons, River of Deceit.
Oh, wow.
Oh, neat.
Their version of Led Zeppelin's Achilles Last Stand would just knock you on your butt. I mean, it was unbelievable. Cornell's voice, McCready on guitar. They did a Syd Barrett cover, Hendrix. I mean, they really ran the gamut of not only music that all of them have had their hand in, but also music that has inspired them. It was as perfect of a show as you could ask for. It was unbelievable.
That's so cool.
Neat.
It's great to hear from those guys too, because it's like these are some legendary people that, like we were saying before, like, look, they've done enough in their career. They could stay home if they wanted to, and not do things like that. But I think that there's that primal need, and to get out there and to perform and hey guys, can we still do this? So that's really cool. That's like life goals for me.
Yeah. All right, let's play a song for him. Should we do it? Do we know how?
Do it.
I'm going to screw this up.
Take it away, Joe.
All right.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Whoa, man. That's Hailstorm right there.
A huge thank you to myself making you guys do that song.
Yeah. Good job, Steve. You really pulled off a good one.
Dude,
there.
Thank you guys. That was amazing.
Saved the day. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. Again, big thanks to Lizzie and Joe from Hailstorm. You guys are the class of our genre of music. It is every time we talk to you, you guys are fantastic. And when you guys came on the scene, you made it better. And thank you for being around for as long as you have. And Lizzie, I hope you guys and Joe, I hope you guys are around for a lot longer because we need great bands, great people like you in our genre.
Oh, thank you so much. And it comes full circle, man. Thank you so much for all the support over the years. It takes a village and to raise a band and to give us the opportunity to do what we love. So thank you.
And I just want to share the love that you guys are getting on our text line at 77999. Holy crap, instant goosebumps and shivers up my spine. Next text, Hailstorm, officially my favorite band. Another person
that's awesome.
Driving down I-5 with chills and goosebumps. This is great. I have goosebumps and literal tears of enjoyment. What a great rendition. And then holy crap, instant goosebumps, shivers. This is great. And then I also like this one. This song is the peanut butter to my jam. Badass choice.
Oh, that's
thank
awesome.
You guys.
Cool.
Again, check out the website, Hailstorm Rocks. That's H-A-L-E, hailstormrocks.com. Tweet them at Hailstorm. Lizzie, Joe, thank you so much for spending as much time, for performing your hearts out. Just beautiful. Thank you for making this live day awesome. You guys rock.
Thank you
so
guys,
welcome.
Man.
Thank you.
Can't wait to get back there.
Yeah, get back soon.
All right, there we go. And that concludes our part of Live Day. Of course, the men's room, later on this afternoon, they will be on. They've got the Pretty Reckless doing an amazing live performance for them. That's going to be just, if it's anything like what we just had, it is going to be fantastic.
That was awesome.
Want to thank you all you rockaholics, because the fact that you love something like this and listen to something like this allows us to do it. This is such a great piece of radio to be a part of in my career. The highlight, because it is just so magical and electric and wonderful and, God, I'm just so happy you guys listen. Thank you so much. And, Steve and everybody on the show, of course, thank you. I mean, everybody on our show, you guys rock. But there's so many people that made this happen. I really, had to do nothing but just open the microphone like I do every day. Everybody behind the scenes that put this together, orchestrated this for months and months ahead of where we are now. I want to thank Jason Dildine, our production director, for orchestrating the whole thing. Jason, you rock. All of the KISW crew behind the scenes. I mean, really, thank you. thank you, thank you so much. I tried to say thank you and say hi to everybody in the building today because you guys made it happen.
Wow, you lifted your don't look at me.
I looked at people today.
That is nice.
I know normally the eye contact rule. I said, no, you can look at me today.
Today you are not Paul Allen.
Yeah, today I said, you can look at me today. I want to thank all the bands that performed this morning. Windowpane, Superfecta, Outshine, Alive She Cried, Jar of Flies, Van Epps, Son of Mercury, and of course, Hailstorm. And of course, a huge thanks to Glenn Cannon from Windowpane. I mean, he, like you said, the Paul Schaefer for all this.
He did such a bang-up job. He just did this because he loves the Seattle music scene. He loves KSW, and it was just amazing what he pulled off.
Big ups to Kyle Court from Superfecta for all of the bumper music we had today. Thank you, Kyle. Craig Gass, everybody.
Yeah, Craig.
GetGass.com with two S's. Craig, you're the man. Thank you so much. Kathy Faulkner, the late Kathy Faulkner, for showing up. I mean, she really is the heart and soul of why we are still here after 45 years. Lots of love to Kathy. Thank you for coming
in.
Can
I read a quick Facebook message from an old KISW alum? You guys might remember from the Bob Rivers show, Downtown Joe.
Hey, Joe!
He posted on my Facebook page, not too many people are doing interesting things on commercial radio airwaves these days, but BJ and Steve are the exception. Today, hashtag live day on KISW, and everything is live. Music, commercials, sound effects, and the whole bit. Check it out.
Love Joe. Downtown Joe doing some good stuff for Mercer Island High School's radio station. He's a great guy.
And a big thank you to Tom Kiefer from Cinderella, who just tweeted out, "Shut it!"
Easily your best impression.
That's awesome. Oh, man.
Iron Mike for taking pictures as well.
Iron Mike, you're the man, brother. Thank you.
Malcolm, our Foley artist.
Malcolm, thank you so much. Yeah, the Foley artist just rocked the house. Hailstorm again. Like I said, live day continues with the men's room today at 2 p.m. Ryan Castle is up next. Thank you so much for being here on The Rock, baby.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I have lots of tickets that I haven't paid. Can those be discharged through a bankruptcy?
Yes, there are some limits on what we can do with tickets. Tickets cannot be discharged in a full bankruptcy in a Chapter 7 case. That won't help you get your license back. But in Chapter 13 reorganization, tickets are dischargeable. Most types of tickets are dischargeable. So you would have to pay back some of the tickets in a Chapter 13 case, but the vast majority of them could be discharged if you complete the plan. And again, you would get your license back right away when you filed the Chapter 13 case, as long as the only reason you don't have your license is because of failure to pay your tickets. But the Chapter 13 process will help you get your license back and repay a small portion of your tickets in most cases and get your license reinstated almost immediately.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.